first chapter of the book of Hebrews, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in different manners spoke in time past by the fathers, by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins and sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he'll be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten unto the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he said, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saying, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. As scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above your fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning has laid down the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands, for they shall perish, but thou remains, and they shall what? Wax old as does a garment, and as a vesture you shall fold them up and be changed, but you are the same, and your years shall not fail. To which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemy thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Amen. Those are the words that raised him up. Amen. Thy throne, O God, is forever. And again he'll be a son unto me. And again I'll be a father to you. And it was over in more ways than one. Chapter 2. Therefore, we ought to give the most earnest heed of the things we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Talking about angels. Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and different miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his will. Now gifts, it says distribution. So it's not talking about the gifts of the Spirit. Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is what the book is all about. And it is your and my job to see that more Christian people find these things out.
Amen.
I was in Hereford, Texas. And a man just about the size of Kurt. Big man. About his size. And here again, it was another abandoned drugstore building we're having a meeting in. And for those of you that don't know, or maybe you don't know where Hereford, Texas is, it's up in the panhandle of Texas. And you've seen the red cattle with the white face. That's called the Hereford brand. And it was developed in Hereford, England. And nobody wanted any part of them because they were bred to where they didn't have any horns. And the Texas Longhorn steer would kill you with those horns. But they were wild. And these were bred And the only one that had anything to do with it was a Scotsman in the panhandle of Texas. And so it is Hereford, Texas. And I got my outlines down, and for those of you that now, like this is the fundamentals of faith. The blue is the topic and the red is the scriptures. So that at a glance I can see what is a scripture and what is not. Believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. And then that comes down, Mark 11:23 is in red. Well, I have my outlines. And I was there by myself. And Gloria stayed home with John and Kelly. They were small. So I had my outlines there. And I said, Lord, and I still do the same thing. I don't just decide, well, I'm going to preach this and not preach that. I don't have that right. Except when I'm not too sure what to preach, I just preach faith. Because that's really is the bottom line of my job. But I inquire of the Lord, just like I did on this message tonight, this afternoon. And I heard the Lord say, is there victory in salvation? I said, yes, sir. He said, is there victory in baptism of the Holy Spirit? I said, oh, yeah, that's a gateway to the supernatural. Is there victory in healing? I said, yes, sir. He said, every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory. So that's where that came from. And that's a long time ago. Anyway, so I preached pretty well what I just preached to you tonight. Well, not pretty well. I mean, it was the same thing. And the pastor of the First Methodist Church in Hereford, Texas. And like I said, he's a big man like Kurt Shellstrom. And I was standing on just that first little step, and he was taller than me. And here he came. And I just stood there like this, and I said, well, Lord, here he comes. I had no idea who he was. And he had this look on his face, and he walked up to me, and he said, Grapasha. Lord, get him. Whirled around and out the door he went. I thought, what is that all about? So he came back the next night and he wasn't frowning. Introduced himself. He said, I'm pastor of the First Methodist Church in Hereford, Texas. He said, I was an alcoholic truck driver. And he said, the Lord delivered me and called me to preach. And some of my people came and said, you said Jesus went to hell. And he said, I didn't like that baptism of the Holy Ghost stuff, but he said, you saw what happened. God baptized a man in the Holy Ghost when him pointing his finger at me. I was going, whew. Yeah. He said, I went back and he said, well, see, he didn't have the scripture on it. And his people just told him, I said he went to hell. I didn't either. Peter said he went to hell and he was quoting David. But he didn't have that information. Amen. Right. He He didn't like the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and he didn't like the idea of a righteous man going to hell. He said, I went back, I couldn't sleep, so he said, I just went over to the sanctuary and got on my knees. And he said, I said, Lord, did you go to hell? And the Lord said, you better believe it, big boy, because if I hadn't, you would have. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not done yet. The devil has just had the slats kicked out of him. By the master himself. I mean, when God spoke those words, there's demons bouncing off the walls of hell. And Jesus came up out of there. Raised. And seated at the right hand of majesty on earth. And the Lord showed me that the devil came staggering out of there. And this bunch of people started saying things he can't understand. Why? Oh, no. Oh, no. Scripture said, had the princes of this world known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. I guess not. Because here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just like him. 4, 5. No. Not 3,000 of them. No. And they're talking a language I don't understand. And I... The title of the message is What Happened from the Cross to the Throne. Yes. Seated at the right hand of majesty on high and sent the Spirit of God in us suddenly. Well, he came on me suddenly. Over in East Texas. They gave an invitation to be prayed for, receive the Holy Spirit. I turned around, my mother and dad right behind me. I said, is this something we ought to have? And they said, you ought to have that. I said, come on, Gloria. We're not going to miss anything. So the women are praying for her, and the men are praying for me. I had no earthly idea what they wanted me to do. Hang on, brother, let go. And they all praying in tongues. I can't figure out what to do. And they just gave up on me and went and sat down. Well, Dr. Reed had a deep voice, booming deep voice. And so he said, let's pray for Gloria. So it wasn't but about as much as difference in this space, but like this. And she was facing the other way, and all the women are doing the same thing to her, just going for it. She's just, you know, like a deer in the headlights. She didn't know what to do either. No instruction at all. And Bill said, lay your hands on her. I said, no. My own wife. But I couldn't figure this thing out. And he said, put your hand on her. And when I touched her in the back, oh, dear God. Oh, dear God. And I just stumbled around there, Christian Medical Foundation meeting. And William Standish Reed, his wife's name is Kay. And I just stumbled around, and Billy, he just touched me. Oh, grete, stay, show, shape, oh, froto, sa, sa, man, ya, nande. La, clau, moron, dingle, si, si, yo, papa. Well, Gloria didn't receive. She didn't receive till the next day. And that's the first time in her life she had ever heard the term born again. Because she was raised in the Church of Christ. Well, that's all I ever heard in the Baptist church. I mean, even if everybody in the room is saved, they preach it again. And Gloria's grandmother, Church Christ, the first time she heard me preach, she said, "Kenneth, you did not mention water baptism, not one time." I said, "Mom, there was a reason for that." She said, "What?" I said, "Everybody there had been baptized." She said, "Oh, okay." It's just tradition, the way people are raised. And so I got to go work on Monday. And so Gloria just stayed there. Well, I got in the airplane. And proposito stas a gran fastoso shipo frodo de lo locum grama. Well, I could see the lights of Little Rock. Nor de hino no go boy, oh, dear God. Promolil, you go. You're going to have to either do something with their ears or my talk. Boy, I got to call these people. I said, Little Rock approached me. I said, "Well, that worked." I didn't know anything. You could tell that. Because I said, "Lord, I don't know what all I know about that, but I'm going to say some of these words again." Because Pentecostal people say, "Oh, no, oh, no, 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 oh, no, oh, no." What do you mean, "oh, no"? He is not going to cause you to speak in tongues. You're going to have to do something with your own voice. He'll give you the utterance. There was a young woman came over to our house. Oh, she said, "I want to baptize my Holy Ghost so bad. And I just try and try and try." And I said, "Well, why don't you just quit trying?" And we were there in the kitchen. I said, "Just relax. It's a gift. Jesus is a gift to the world, and the Holy Ghost is a gift to the church." And he said, "I'll pray the Father, and he'll send him." Won't you just relax? "Oh, I don't know. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, grace. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Brother Copeland," I said, "what does hallelujah mean?" She said, "What?" "I don't know." I said, "That's what you were saying." "I did not." I said, "Well, let's hallelujah again here in this scene." When she realized how easy to just simply believe what Jesus said, and it's there. Praise God. So, now I want to go back to the book of Hebrews and we'll close on this. In chapter 2, "Therefore we ought to give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us, and that we heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with different miracles, with diverse miracles and distributions of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come whereof we speak, but one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that you're mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him. You made him a little lower than the angels, and you crowned him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things under subjection under his feet, for in that he's put all subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. Well, of course, the devil is a fallen angel. And he made himself obedient to death. He had to. That's the only way he could get into hell. He had to. That's what the Lord was saying. Let him die. He had to get in there. The greatest act of faith. The Lord said, the greatest expression of my power was when I raised Jesus from the dead, because he said, everybody was against me. Praise God. So now, we see Jesus. It became him for whom all things, and by whom are all things, bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctified or the sanctified are all of one, of which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, I am the children of God, for inasmuch as the children, so forth and so on. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, and also Moses was faithful in all his house. Now, verse 8, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, and so forth. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart in the provocation. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. So, let me paraphrase this. As you read there in the second chapter, that by grace, Jesus tasted death for all men. Christ in me, my hope of glory. And my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, I've saw him do it many, many, many times. Sitting in a chair, and they had that ramp so it didn't just wear him completely out and he could minister to people. So many times he would say, he's right here, to give mental clarity to someone. He's right here, Christ in me, my hope of glory. Christ in me and the hope of your healing and the miracle.
Jesus came that you might have life and life more abundantly. But how do you make abundance a reality and a part of your everyday life? Learn how to access and release the same faith of Jesus Christ with Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Faith in the Heart of a Believer. So you can see God's promises come alive in your life. You've been set free from the whole curse, which means Jesus is your Lord, your Savior, healer, and provider. Discover the spiritual strength that comes from not only hearing and speaking the word, but meditating on it so that your mind is transformed. Just like you took hold of salvation in Christ, you can use your faith like a tool that reaches out and takes hold of the goodness of God. Step out of confusion and into the faith-filled realm of being fully persuaded of God's promises. Turn loose the force of faith inside of you and live in the freedom and wholeness God has for you. Order your free copy of Faith in the Heart of a Believer, a CD series by Kenneth Copeland. As you release the powerhouse of faith in your heart, it will not only change your life, it will also change everything and everyone you encounter. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. In Galatians 6, 6 through 8, God reveals to us the benefits of sowing to the Spirit. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. God is the one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. He provides for you and increases your resources that produces a great harvest of generosity in you. Partners, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love you so very much. They are thankful for your faithful prayers and giving. Because of you, together we have preached the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. The word of God has gone out through the BVOV broadcast, BVOV magazine, KCM.org, KCM events, and Brother Copeland's partner letter, as well as social media, all free of charge. For 58 years, KCM has been blessed to be a part of helping generations of families around the world come to know Jesus as their Lord and learn how to live victoriously in Him. As you sow your financial seed, we believe with you for your abundant harvest. Let me pray over your harvest today. Lord Jesus, you are the high priest and the apostle of our confession. You're the Lord of our harvest. And in your hand is the ability to make great and to give strength unto all. All riches come from you, and you reign over all. And in your name and by your Holy Spirit, I declare the blessing over every sower today. And I decree the abundant harvest be made manifest according to your faithfulness and the power of the word to increase them more and more to overflow. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again next time. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To give by text, text the letters KCM to 36609.